Alright folks, welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's face it, we're living in a world that's constantly demanding our attention. Notifications pinging, social media feeds scrolling, emails flooding our inboxes, it's enough to make your head spin. Ever feel like you're chained to your phone, even when you know you should be doing something else? Well, you're not alone. We're exploring the science behind screen addiction today, and I promise, it's more fascinating, and maybe a little scary, than you think. Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is another lecture about putting down the phone, hear me out. This isn't about demonizing technology. It's about understanding how it works and learning to use it in a way that benefits us, not controls us. So, strap in, because we're diving deep into the brain science behind screen addiction and exploring actionable strategies for a healthier relationship with our devices. Think of this as your cheat sheet to unlocking a more mindful, present life. Here are 5 key takeaways from today's episode. First off, dopamine is the star of the show here. It's that feel-good neurotransmitter that gets released when we do something pleasurable, eating chocolate, achieving a goal, even checking our phone for that instant gratification hit. Every time you scroll through your feed and see a like or comment, bam! Dopamine surge. This creates a powerful cycle of craving and reward, making it harder to resist those notifications, even when we know they're stealing our precious time. Second, technology is designed to be addictive. It's no coincidence that apps use colors, sounds, and animations to keep us hooked. They've essentially cracked the code on how to trigger dopamine release, making us crave more and more screen time. Think about it, those endless scrolling feeds are like digital slot machines, designed to keep you playing, or in this case, scrolling, for as long as possible. Third, constant connectivity can lead to burnout and anxiety. We're constantly bombarded with information, notifications, and expectations, which can be overwhelming. Ever feel that sense of dread when your phone buzzes? You might be experiencing FOMO, fear of missing out, another side effect of our always connected world. Remember, taking breaks from technology can actually reduce stress and improve your mental well-being. Fourth, a screen detox isn't about going completely cold turkey. It's about finding a healthy balance that works for you. Experiment with setting time limits for certain apps, creating phone-free zones in your home, like the bedroom, or scheduling regular digital detox breaks. Even small changes can make a big difference in your overall well-being. Finally, remember that real life is happening outside your screen. Invest your time and energy in activities that bring you joy, spending time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, exploring nature. The world is full of amazing experiences waiting to be discovered beyond the digital realm. Picture this, you're at a dinner party with friends, catching up and laughing. Suddenly, someone pulls out their phone and starts scrolling through social media. It's like they're instantly transported to another world, missing out on the real-life conversation happening around them. This happens all the time, right? We get so caught up in our screens that we miss out on meaningful connections and experiences. Think about it. How often have you been engrossed in your phone during a conversation, only to realize later that you missed key details or didn't fully engage with the other person? It's easy to fall into this trap, but remember, technology should enhance our lives, not detract from them. So, let's recap. We've explored how dopamine drives screen addiction, how technology is designed to keep us hooked, and the real-world consequences of excessive screen time. Remember, it's all about finding a healthy balance, being mindful of your usage, setting boundaries, and prioritizing real-life connections and experiences. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode. What are your biggest takeaways? Have you tried any screen detox strategies that work for you? Let's continue the conversation on social media using hashtag Dopamine Detox Challenge. Until next time, keep those screens at bay and embrace a more mindful, present life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.